All right, it is time for us to check sports right now here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And the story that I'm talking about a national sports figure agreeing with Mike. Mike has been getting rapidly disgusted with the quality and the NFL first, and now with Major League Baseball, where he says he doesn't watch as much baseball as he used to. Well, this headline this morning, Gary Sheffield rips current state of Major League Baseball, says the following. All right, are you ready? This is from Gary Sheffield. He never watches baseball. They've changed the game so much. It's more hitter-friendly, is what he said. I don't watch baseball at all. I was kind of forced to watch baseball because I was working with TBS. I'll tell you the secret now. I never watched games during the season. I would get educated on when I got there. It's not something that I could watch based on what I'm seeing because I'll be a complainer. This is the first time I've ever said that out loud. I'm just fully, truly disappointed with what I watch. He just says that there's too much emphasis on hitting. Quoting here, these guys can go out there and strike out 180, 190 times, and it's okay. And then all of a sudden, they show a home run. Now, a home run is less appealing when a home run was a big deal and more appealing when I played because it wasn't happening as often as it does now. That is something that Mike Causey has said over and over and over to us here on Robinhood Radio. And it's true. Baseball, football, they're not the same as we were used to. Now I'm 68, and anybody who's probably 55 or 60 or over knows what football used to be like and what baseball used to be like. If you were to run games side by side nowadays to those back then, you'd be surprised at how different the games really are. Well, the Yankees got off the schneid. They raised their record to 6-10. As the Yankees downed the Braves yesterday by a score of 3-1. Still wasn't an outstanding game for the Yankees, but they did get the win. The Cubs over the Mets 3-1. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-2. All right. So that is a look at Major League Baseball. In the NBA yesterday, let's hear it. The Nets downed the Pelicans 134-129. Was that yesterday? Yeah, that was yesterday. So the Nets, I think, now are tied for first place. I'm not sure. The Knicks over the Hornets, 109-97. The Celtics did not play yesterday. Nets play the Raptors today. See if the Celtics are playing today at all. I don't see the Celtics on the schedule for today. Tomorrow, the Celtics take on the Suns. But here's the interesting thing. And finally, there was a story, and I think it was the Daily News yesterday and the New York Times today, on the New York Knicks. And there should be. The Knicks have won 7 games in a row. They're now in 5th place in the Eastern Division, and they are a mere half game out of 4th place. They're playing good basketball. And when you look at their record, at home, they're 19-10. On the road, they're 13-17, 8-2 in their last 10 games, and they're one of the leading clubs in the NBA in defense. So, I mean, there should be more articles written on the Knicks, less on the Yankees, because of the way the Knicks are performing this year. In the National Hockey League, the Rangers came back down to earth yesterday. They were pounded by the Islanders by a score of 6-1. That is, once again, in yesterday's action. Today, any local teams in action as I scan? Yeah, the Devils are taking on the Penguins, and the Bruins are taking on the Buffalo Sabres today. That is our check on sports. Mike will be joining us on Friday, of course, but that is a check on sports here on Robinhood Radio on The Breakfast Club.